Average Guy, Joe Walsh. It's very, very nice to see you, and I'm really chuffed that you could come in on this, your last night before you fly back to California.
Yes, I don't do this for just anyone.
Well, thank you very much for coming into Planet Rock. I saw the band last night, saw the gig.
Did you get in free or did you pay?
I got in free.
Good.
Yeah.
Me too.
I think the band shows promise. I do. I think, you know, keep at it. I think you've got
we have our moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a really, really good gig, and it was fantastic to see you, because I haven't seen you for years, donkey's years, in a venue that small.
Yeah.
What was it like, I mean, this was the Indigo at the Dome. What was it like for you, kind of being on stage and actually being able to make eye contact with virtually every member of the audience?
Yeah, it was a little formal for the first couple songs.
That's what I think.
And then for some reason, everybody lightened up and started having a good time. And when you get that kind of feedback in a small room, you can't help but, you know, start to get off.
I'm glad you said that, because people this morning said to me, what did you think? And I said, I actually thought they started slowly, and then they kind of woke up.
Yeah.
Yeah? And you felt that too?
Well, we also did four new songs, which nobody had ever heard before, and that's risky business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the risk is that when you, about the second song that they've never heard, the entire audience will go to the bathroom.
Right.
Until you play something they like.
Why did you do... I'm going to play, actually, the second song that you... I'm going to play it from the album.
Okay.
The second song that you did, which is going to be the next single, Busy Being Fabulous. Why did you do it that way, where you started the gig with four new songs and then go into all the other stuff?
Well, the main reason is that Glenn said that's what we're going to do.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let me ask you before I play this, that it seemed a little a curious thing to do for the band to come to the UK for the first time in, you know, a long time and play a gig that was essentially invitation only, and you know, your fans, the genuine fans, I think the technical term is a lot of them were, you know, bit pissed off that they couldn't go, because at 900 quid a ticket for the VIP things. And it did seem to me there are a lot of people that looked like estate agents there, you know, realtors last night.
Yeah, it was formal, like I said.
So why did you do that? Why did you as a band decide to do that? What was the thinking behind it?
Well, I'm not sure there was any. I don't really know. We want to, the reason we played four new songs is because that's how many we've learned. And we wanted to kind of get it done, rather than spread them out in the set. We thought later on when we got some momentum going that would break up the momentum and it would be an up and down evening.
Right, but what about this idea about playing a gig that was essentially exclusive, that excluded a lot of your genuine fans? There was a guy outside I saw as we came in who had this placard and said, I am a genuine fan. I've loved this band for years. Give me a ticket. You know?
Yeah, well, I agree. And my understanding was that it was a promotion, and it was for a bunch of people that are going to be working the album in UK and Europe that we hadn't worked with before.
Oh, right, because it was a different record company.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, and so we came in to kind of meet them for the first time and try and bond a little bit. Maybe we should have played some public shows, too. I don't know. But like I say, just because you write them don't mean you can play them. And we learned four so far, and that's what we had, so that's what we did.
I have to tell you that the four that I heard sounded really good. I mean, I know that Timothy's voice has not been so great because he had a slight accident.
He sure did.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, because that was such a bizarre accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a bit later. But let me play the track, because you must be thrilled. The album has gone straight to number one in the UK charts. And this is going to be the next single, and this was the second song that you played last night.
On the Nikki and Joe Show.
This is Busy Being Fabulous.
Was all she wrote. Do you think I don't know that you're out on the town with all of your high-rolling friends? What do you do when you come up empty? Where do you go when the party ends? You were just too busy being fabulous. Too busy. To slow down, a bottle of wine and a walk in the moonlight, maybe some fooling around. You think time is just a magazine, and money's just a thrill. I've waited so long for you to change your way of living. Now I realize that.
From the new album, the new number one album in the UK, Long Road Out of Eden, that was going to be the next single Busy Being Fabulous, which I can see as a title. And by the way, our guest, if you just joined us, is Joe Walsh. I can see, Joe, that title kind of coming into the everyday parlance, like, you know, life in the fast lane. Busy Being Fabulous. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those kind of expressions.